Good morning and welcome to the Market Buzz podcast with me, Hormus Fatakia. Well, the good part about Friday is that the weekend is here, but tomorrow we will have a special trading session. So most likely it's going to be a partial working day. Well, that's not how I wanted to begin on a Friday, but oh well, that's how news is, isn't it? Now, over the next 5 minutes, we'll tell you more about the upcoming March F&O series, the expectations from February's auto sales, and a data point that may provide a lot of cheer to the market. Since I started off with some not so good news, I'll tell you something good first. India's GDP growth for the third quarter stood at 8.4%, well above expectations. Now, that might provide some cheer to the market that has not had the best of weeks. The chief economic advisor also said that rating agencies have a case to revise India's GDP forecasts higher. Now, speaking of the market and its not so good week, the February C's expiry was rescued by the MSCI adjustments in the final 30 minutes of trade, which ensured that most of the indices ended with gains, and particularly the broader markets. Now, if someone looks at the last few days of the February series, it would be difficult to fathom that the Nifty still had a very good series overall, gaining 600 points. But despite that recovery yesterday, the Nifty failed to close above the 22,000 mark. So that will be the first level to watch out for in today's session. Now, on a weekly basis, the Nifty is down close to 1% and it needs to close above 22,212 in order to post gains for the week. MSCI inflows in some banking names also ensured that the Nifty Bank ended the day with some gains and also closed above the 46,000 mark. Now, however, the underperformer that it has been, it is still down 1.5% for the week. Another factor that might support the market today could be a positive handover from Wall Street, where benchmark indices closed at newer highs. The Asian markets have also opened higher, and the GIFT Nifty is indicating a slightly flat start for our own markets. Now, as we mentioned, it is the start of the March series, and it is at this time of the year last year when the index, the Nifty, had made a bottom of 16,828, and since then it has surged over 5,000 points. There has been no looking back for the index since then. However, three out of the last four March F&O series have been negative for the Nifty, so a bit of seasonality might come into play as well. It is the start of a new month, and as is the norm, India's auto companies will be reporting their sales numbers for the month of February. While two-wheelers are likely to do well, commercial vehicles may not have the best of months. In an exclusive interaction with CNBC TV18, Bharti Chairman Sunil Bharti Mittal said that Airtel will target an average revenue per user, or ARPU as they call it, of 300 rupees by the end of FY25. He also spoke about targeting 250 rupees by the end of this financial year. Now, a slew of pharma names will be in focus today, and start off with Suven Pharma, where the board has approved the merger of Cohance Life Sciences with itself. Cohance shareholders will get 11 Suven Pharma shares for every 295 shares that they own. Now, this merger is set to be double-digit EPS accretive in the first year itself of being effective. So keep an eye out on Suven Pharma today. The other one is Biocon, where Biocon Biologics has signed a settlement and license agreement with Janssen Biotech and Johnson & Johnson that clears the way to commercialize its BMAP 1200, a proposed biosimilar to Stelara in the US markets. Now, this has been approved for the treatment of autoimmune disorders like psoriasis and had sales worth over $7 billion in the US in 2023. Biocon has already submitted its application to the US FDA, who has approved it for a review. Now, Aurobindo Pharma's subsidiary Eugia Pharma's injectables facility was issued a Form 483 by the US FDA along with 7 observations. The company said that they are procedural in nature. And speaking of Biocon, even Biocon Biologics unit was issued a Form 483 with 4 observations by the US drug regulator. Now, Chalet Hotels will acquire a 100% stake in Ayushi and Poonam Estates, the owning entity of Courtyard by Marriott Aravali Resorts in the NCR, for 315 crore rupees. Now, this deal is likely to be completed in the next 10 days. Now, plenty of other stocks that will also be in action today. They include the likes of Pidilite and so many others. So stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com. Now, that's all for today. We wish you a happy Friday and a happier weekend ahead.